Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. But you're ready before I have you. You got your whole armor. You're sober and you never let your guard down. They never leave or forsake you. Just hold on to your faith. Trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees, cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction pending. But you're ready before I have not said. You got your whole armor. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master. In order to win you have to. Wanna be in V-I-C-T-O-I. Gotta put your game face on. Don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
Just call her the name, just call her the name, and you'll be fine.
Live Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. And this is Taking It to the Streets. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets for this Monday, July the 27th, 2020. I'm your host, Bishop Shalene Cook. I'm the founder of No Bounds Global Outreach Ministries, which is the home of the Spirit Alive Ministries, the Spirit Alive Networks, and the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, which airs right here on the Transformation Station each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. At the top of the program, you heard Pastor Jay Moss singing Victory. Later in the program, you will also be hearing from Apostle Zeta Flowers, because she's in the house to once again bring us a 2 Chronicles 7:14 challenge. But as always, we begin every program with the word of prayer. So won't you please bow with me as we go to the Lord. O Most High, I come singing praises to your holy name, for you alone, Father, are great and worthy of our praise. Lord God, I just come right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to empty me of self, step into this body of clay, Lord God, and have your way. Lord, teach your children how to fight against the wiles of the devil. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that someone listening tonight or later in rebroadcast will come to know you in the pardon of their sin. Lord, I ask this and all other things in your Son Jesus' name. Bless the hearts and minds of the listeners. I pray it in the Lord Jesus' name, Lord. I pray that they receive, Lord God, and that they hear not only with their ears but with their hearts, and it will cause them to act, Lord, and live that more abundant life in you. I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in your Son Jesus' mighty and matchless holy name. Amen. All right, saints of God, we're still battling. We're still marching on through this battle of spiritual warfare. Now, last week we talked about Satan's strategies for the battle at the walls. And we talked about our spiritual walls, including the walls of salvation and the gates of praise. We came from the book of Nehemiah, and we will be going back to the book of Nehemiah because we talked about the walls, our walls, the walls of salvation, the gates of praise. We talked about the sheep gate, which is the work of the cross in our lives. We talked about the fish gate, which is our Christian witness. That's where our old nature is changed to a new nature. We talked about the valley gate. That symbolizes our testing and our suffering. Hallelujah. And then we talked about the dung gate, which is the elimination of the works of the flesh. We talked about the fountain gate, which is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We talked about the water gate, which is the word of God, and the horse gate, which is our spiritual warfare. The eastern gate, which is our hope in the return of Christ Jesus, and the Mifkat gate, which is the gate of self-examination. Now, these are all the spiritual walls that Satan wants to destroy in each and every one of our lives. And he wants to destroy our praise and our Christian witness. He wants to destroy the work of the cross in our lives. He wants to destroy our testing and suffering, which will cause us to spiritually grow. And he wants to destroy the Holy Spirit in our lives. He tries to keep us from studying God's word and acting upon its truths. You see, Satan wants to defeat us in spiritual warfare by preventing us from taking a good look at ourselves through self-examination. And he wants to entrap us in the works of the flesh and the old sinful nature. He wants to destroy our hope in the return of Jesus. These are all our spiritual walls. And Satan attacks them with strategies and that we looked at that were identical to those used in the battle over the walls in Jerusalem in the book of Nehemiah, chapters 1, verses through 7, 13. You know, Nehemiah came under direct, and these are the ways that Satan came against him. He came under direct criticism. He came under mocking and scorning. Then they tried to get Nehemiah to compromise. And when he wouldn't compromise, they created a diversion. They wanted him to come and go with them and sit with them. And then when that didn't work, they tried to get him to go along with the popular influence. Nehemiah kept on building the wall. And then when that didn't work, they came against him with downright false accusations. They tried to say he was going to become trying to make himself king. And when he didn't even fall for that, they just resorted to who they really were with threats and fear. And then they came against him with fighting and conspiracy. And, you know, we found out that he also, Satan also comes against us at the most vulnerable times. Those are all the external attacks. And then we talked about the internal attacks. That's the within the body of Christ. You know, discouragement. We always hear mumbling and complaining within the church. People aren't building each other up. They're too busy building up themselves. They're too busy trying to find their place and make their name. So they're not edifying one another. They're not esteeming one another higher than as themselves. And when you discourage people, you have a loss of strength. And when you have a loss of strength, you have a loss of vision. And when you have a loss of vision, you have a loss of confidence. And when you lose confidence, that brings about dissension in the ranks. People want to pick sides. People want to have opinions. And it breaks down the body of Christ. And then we talked about the weak believers, those who are pseudo-Christians. You know, they're just Christians on Sunday. They're not really interested in living the life. But for all of that, God has countermeasures for the victory at the wall. That's what the song at the top of the program said. Can you tell me how to get to victory? Yes. Yes, I can. And yes, I will. Hallelujah. Because the following strategies were used by Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And just like last week, the same thing that we looked at that Satan used to come against Nehemiah, we're going to use those same strategies to assure victory at our spiritual walls. First of all, we have to keep it real. We have to examine the walls. We have to look at ourselves. We have to look at every area of our lives and see if we're really where we should be. As Nehemiah did in the natural world, we have to examine the walls of our spiritual life. You got to look and see if the enemy has crept into your camp, into your personal life, into your home, into your church fellowship, into your business. See, you have to know your adversary because he roams around like a roaring lion devouring who he may. So you got to check yourself and make sure the enemy hasn't crept in to your camp. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 28, but let every man examine himself. And 2 Corinthians 13 and 5 says, examine yourself. Whether you be in the faith, prove your own self. See, you don't have to be worrying about, we don't have to worry about what other people thinking about us. We have to worry about what God knows about us. We just need to stand and do what we're supposed to do. We can't be looking at the next man and comparing ourselves to the next man or trying to do what the next man is trying to do when God hasn't told us to do that. All we're headed for is disaster, and then the enemy can come in and come over a wall. You see, we have to remember that self-examination is one of the symbolic gates of our walls in the spirit world, and Satan doesn't want us to look at ourselves because it will come to us being convicted by the Holy Spirit. We recognize an area in our lives, and then we allow the Holy Spirit to strengthen that area. We strengthen that area with the word. So we won't allow him to come in and destroy that wall and invade. And then when we find that area where we're falling short in, we have to confess our sin. When Nehemiah recognized that the reason that the walls were destroyed because of sin, we have to do the same thing. We have to keep it real, you know, have a real up close and personal conversation with ourselves, about ourselves, and then call a come to Jesus meeting and just ask for forgiveness of our sin. We have to confess it. We can't go up there being general. We can't just think if we mumble a few words and say, I'm sorry, that will suffice. It will not. Repentance of sin means a turning away from that sin. It's not a 360, it's a 180. It means you go and sin no more. You don't do that thing anymore. Because if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, then the Lord God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But we have to confess it, and we have to repent it so that he can cleanse us of all, forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then we have to recognize that we cannot build alone. When Nehemiah's worker said, we ourselves are unable to build the wall, it was a true statement. By themselves, they were unable. What they needed was the power of God to equip them for the task. And so will we. We have to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't be trying to make things happen in and of ourselves, because when we do that, we get tired. And when we get tired, we get weak. And when we get weak, we lose our focus. And when we lose our focus, we feel defeated. So Satan can come on over the wall.
Amen.
But it's like Apostle Zeta said yesterday in her message, we have to reach out. We have to know that we can't build alone. We have to come together with like-minded Christians, and I mean stomped-down, bona fide Christians that are relying on the power of God and not money, not prestige, not reputation, not anything concerning themselves, but only the power of God, and we will get the thing done. We will come together, and we will spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Then we have to arise and build. Hallelujah. This was Apostle Zeta brought to us her wonderful word, resurge, yesterday. And part of that word was rise. We have to be just like Nehemiah. We must rise and rebuild our spiritual walls. If the enemy comes over the wall, we can't just give up. We just can't say, oh, well, we have a wall down. We have to start rebuilding that wall. And we rebuild it by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the word of God, through faith in what God can do. This is what the word of God declares in Nehemiah 2:20. Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. You see, we have to be prepared to face opposition from the enemy. As soon as we have made up our minds that we are going to do something for the Lord and we're going to do it in excellence, that's when the enemy comes. That's when he comes on with the mocking, and that's when he comes on with the scorning, and that's when he comes on with the diversion. And this is the brings us to the next point. We cannot be diverted. See, when the enemy came up on Nehemiah, said, come on, Nehemiah, let's go over here. Come, let us walk together. Let us sit down and talk. Nehemiah was saying, no, I'm not doing that. He refused to be diverted by the enemy. So we can't allow the enemy to distract us from rebuilding and fortifying our spiritual walls. I don't care what it looks like, what it sounds like. We just have to keep on building. We just have to keep on building up that wall of faith. We just have to keep on building up that wall. And then the anointing will come. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Spirit. And we will begin to see things. And we will begin to see the end coming. And we won't be diverted, because our focus will be squarely on Jesus. We will forget those things behind and press toward the mark of the high calling, which is Christ. And then not only can we not be diverted, we cannot be swayed by popular opinion. There's too many people running around letting Satan kick in their walls because they're worried about what the people think. See, when it comes to being a child of God, in a lot of ways we're rebels, just like our Savior Jesus. Jesus didn't come down here to make us comfortable. He came down here to make us think about the things of his Father. Nehemiah was the same way. He was a rebel. He didn't care what they were trying to do. He didn't care what they were trying to say. He just kept right on doing what God told him to do. Because he knew that popular opinion was saying, oh, these walls can't be rebuilt. Oh, what are they doing? They're not going to be able to rebuild those walls. But Nehemiah kept right on working. Just like Noah kept right on working on that ark. Were they just people were laughing and mocking and scoffing and scorning and criticizing and coming up with false accusations? But, didn't sway them one bit. We cannot be swayed by popular opinion. I don't care what people think about me. And you know what? When you don't care about popular opinion, you're not a slave to it. You're not concerned about what people are saying because you're concerned about hearing what God has to say to you. And we need to be examples, especially servant leaders. You know, we have to do what we do because we have to be like Nehemiah and say, because so did not I, because of the fear of God. We should be doing everything that we do because we fear the Lord. We want to please the Lord. We want to serve the Lord. And we want to lead others to know the Lord. So we can't be caught up. We got people running around using their position of service as if they're titled and it entitles them to something. When all it is a position of service. It makes us a responsible and accountable servant to God and to God's people. And we're supposed to be helping them rebuild their spiritual wall. You know why? How we do that? By being like Nehemiah, by identifying the enemy and his strategy, by knowing our adversaries. See, Nehemiah discovered that the enemy was, you know, they had planned a surprise attack. So we can't be just lollygagging when it comes to spiritual warfare. We have to be able to identify our spiritual enemy and his strategies in order to be effective in our warfare. We need to know what to pray about. We need to be real with ourselves, examine ourselves. And want to only be pleasing to God so that we can pray effectively about what's going on in us so that we can then turn around and tell another brother, another sister, another little boy, another little girl how Jesus brought us over. We need to let everybody know that Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But we need them to know that Jesus has given us a greater power, and he wants to give us life and life more abundant. So we have to begin to develop beforehand our spiritual counter strategy. If we know we have a tendency to do something, we need to practice, hallelujah, get ourselves together and get our counter strategies together. Some of us, we tend to lean into pride. We get into self. So some of us, maybe our counter strategy would just be learning how to just praise God for who he is. Not for what he does, but for who he is. Just thanking him for what he is in your life. Some of us lean to vices. So we really need to be praying to the Lord. You know, Father, I'm trying to put off this old man and become a new creation in you, and the devil is coming against me. Well, you need to pray about that so that Jesus will also be praying with you. So we need to know the counter strategy, and we need to know them in advance. And that means we have to have our "it is written" ready. We need to know the word of God, be a praying according to the word of God, and then we have to utilize the word of God at every opportunity. Because if we develop the proper spiritual counter strategy, then we can prevent invasion. You know, children of God shouldn't be under spiritual attack all the time. Because Jesus said that he gave us peace. This peace, I leave you this peace I give you. So you can't be at peace if you always under spiritual attack. He said he gives us joy, unspeakable joy. And you can't have joy if you always under spiritual attack. So what we have to do is have our counter strategies together. We got to have our prayer life together. We have to be walking with the Lord. We have to be like Nehemiah, keeping our eyes focused on God. We have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, allowing him to tell us what to do, how to do it. And then we need to turn and face our enemy. Because when Nehemiah was offered refuge from the enemy, Nehemiah refused. He said, "Should such a man I flee?" Nehemiah faced the enemy in God's power, not in his own. See, when the enemy threatens us, we can't just flee or take the easy way out, or our walls will never be secure. You see, when internal dissension and discouragement arose and the enemy started to work through the weak believers, Nehemiah didn't ignore those attacks. He confronted them and he conquered them. And that's what we have to do. We have to face those devils. We have to face those demons. And we have to be real about it. And we have to say, "Look, this is not going to happen in my life. It is written. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus that loves me." We have to have that, be able to face that enemy with the word of God, because you know we're fully armored up. We've got on our helmet of salvation. We know that we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know where our eternal home is going to be. So we just keep on trusting and believing in God. In the face of danger, in the face of pandemic, we are protecting our spiritual walls. Because, see, right about now, a vulnerable time. It's easy to get distracted. We have the television telling us every 2 minutes about this virus. We got the television telling us, you know, the numbers are going up. We got the television telling us all kinds of things. And we have the internet telling us all kinds of things. But you know what? We have to understand, now of all times is the time that we need to fortify our walls. We need to fortify those walls of faith. We need to build them up with the word. We need to build them up by fasting and praying. We need to build them up by living them out for all the world to see. That's how we build the wall. That's how we build our walls. We don't care about direct criticism. Talk about me as much as you please. They talked about Jesus. You can mock me. You can scorn me. You can falsely accuse me. You can threaten me, but you're not going to scare me. I'm going to continue to build my spiritual walls because I am going to the kingdom. Nehemiah 4:21 says, "So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning to the stars appeared." You see, we got to stay with the task. We just can't stop building it midstream. See, God doesn't need our lip service. If we're going to talk the talk, we're going to have to walk the walk. And if he has given us a vision, if he has given us a work, something that we're supposed to do. I don't care what's trying to come against us. Nothing can be victorious because God himself has said, if he is for us, who can be against us? And if we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, we already have the victory. So what are we waiting on? What's the holdup? What's the problem? And see, when we trust and believe in the Lord, not only will our walls be rebuilt and fortified, they will be rebuilt and fortified in half the time. So the wall was finished in 25th day of the month of Elul. In 52 days, the wall was built. See, when we just trust and believe in the Lord and his power, we begin to build those walls. When we fortify those walls with the power of God, then God can do with us in a short time what our naysayers say can't be done. You know, the enemy wants to tell us what God has told us to do is hopeless. But you know what? With God's help, we can do anything. We can rebuild the wall. We can make them stronger. We can make them better. We can make them last longer with the help of the Lord. If we really and truly begin to grasp that word in the fleshy tables of our heart, if we truly begin to humble ourselves under his mighty hand so that he can do a work in us, so that he can perfect, establish, and strengthen us. Hallelujah. So that we might walk the walk and run the race and win the battle for him. Hallelujah. All over again. Jesus has already defeated the enemy. He's a defeated foe. But we've got to walk in it. And we've got to walk like we know that he's a defeated foe. We can't have half faith. We can't walk in half truth. We've got to know the word of God for ourselves. We've got to pray that word of God for ourselves. We shouldn't have to be running around asking everybody to pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. If you're a child of God, you can pray for yourself. You've got that gate of praise, and that you've got, you know what I'm saying, you've got everything that God has given all of us. You've got that wall of salvation going on in your life. You've got to get your Christian witness on. You've got to tell people because of what Jesus did on that old rugged cross that you're now a new creation. And yeah, sometimes you go through suffering. Sometimes you go through testing. But in that testing is growth. In that suffering is growth. Because if you plan to be resurrected with Jesus, then you're going to have to suffer like Jesus. But in our suffering, God has always given us a way of escape, and that is his son Jesus. And through the work of his Holy Spirit, he has given us a way to eliminate the works of the flesh through the interpretation of the word of God. Then we learn how to armor up and stay armored up. We don't take our armor on and off. We stay armored up. Then we're always looking into ourselves. We're not looking around at the next man. We're looking at ourselves because we want to be ready when Jesus comes back. We want to be part of that church without spot or wrinkle. We want to be part of that church that hears, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We want to fight the battle to the end. Satan wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy our testimony. He wants to destroy our praise. He wants to destroy our worship. He wants to destroy every good and wonderful thing that Christ has given us. He wants to destroy the effectiveness of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But we don't have to let him do it because we have been given weapons and we know his strategy and we can we can use God's counter strategy. And that's simply by being a humble servant and just knowing that you're just a vessel being used by God. And yes, the enemy will come against you, but the battle is not yours. It's the Lord, and he will fight your battle if you would just get out of his way and let him do it. Amen. To God be the glory. So I hope that you have enjoyed God's counter strategy for victory at the Battle of the Wall. So because we can't allow the enemy to come into our lives and take over spiritual territory, because when he takes over spiritual territory, he's killing us. He's killing us. He's separating us from God. And we can't let anything separate us from God. So I praise God for yet this opportunity to come and bring you this teaching, because I feel like the more you know in the enemy strategies, the more you think about them, then the more you can see them coming, so that you can be a more effective soldier in the army of God. So now we will have Apostle Zeta Flowers come, and she will bring us her Chronicles 7:14 challenges for tonight. Amen. Apostle Zeta? All right, Apostle Zeta, you're on. She must be muted in her name. Okay, there you go.
I muted my phone for a second. Hallelujah. I enjoyed what I heard. It was just brought out so well, Nehemiah, and how he continued to build in spite of all of the things that came attempted that the enemy used to come against him with. He continued on, and I just really took in all of that. It was good. It was good, and I know that everybody that has heard it know too that it was good, and it was brought out plain so that we could really understand this particular preaching on tonight and teaching.
Amen.
It was good.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to go ahead with what I have, what the Lord has given me for tonight, and let's see, just bear with me just a second here. Get to my page. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing two different topics, and then behind these topics, I will come with promises that the Lord has given us. And he always backs up what he says, and that's through his word. Now, tonight, the first one that I'm going to share is our Father's will. And we will be coming from St. John, the 6th chapter. So if we could go to St. John, the 6th chapter, starting with the 35th verse through the 40th. Praise God. And I will begin to read those passages. And this is, the topic is our Father's will. Praise God. We want to be in his will in everything that we do. Praise God. So let us start with the 35th verse. I'm just going to have a quick word of prayer. Father God, I just pray right now as I go into your word that you will word my mouth and give me what you would have me to say tonight, that these lessons may touch and bless someone, that they may be enlightened more in your word and in doing the things that you have commanded us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, the 35th verse says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe me not." 37th verse, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. 38th verse. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now that's the last scripture in this particular passage. And Jesus is saying that, you know, more than anything, he came to do the will of his Father. He was sent by the Father and so forth. And so therefore he came to do his will. Praise God. And when we have been sent, hallelujah, it's up to us to do the will of the one that sent us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I've read this passage, and I'm not going to go over every verse, but I am going to just share a few things in this lesson, and then I'm going to go over to talk about the promises about practical and physical needs, because we as a people need both, practical and physical needs met. So I will share those. Praise God. But right now, I'm going to talk about praise and thanksgiving. You've heard the passage, but, you know, we should be praising the Lord and thanking him for being our bread of life, because he's promised us that he will satisfy all of our hunger and our thirst forever. So all the glory and thanks belong to him, because he has given us eternal life in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And in our confessions tonight, praise God, if we need to confess anything, praise God, then we can do that. If we have at some time or another felt like, you know, we didn't need the Lord, and I'm sure that not many of us listening in tonight have felt that way, but maybe somebody has, then we need to confess that and ask him to forgive us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we depend on him every day for our natural food, and we need to also understand and know that we need him for our spiritual food as well. Praise God. And he definitely will sustain us with both. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in our asking, you know, we ask God for a lot of things, but we also can go to him and ask him about anything, about what he's called us to do. When we have need of knowing, sometimes we aren't sure, so we need to go to God and ask him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he will work. He will work in our hearts. Praise God. And he will reveal to us what we need to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in other words, he gives us what we need, no matter what it is. Praise God. He takes care of our thirst, takes care of our hunger as well, no matter what it might be. And then this is a prayer for the lesson. This prayer says, it is our Father's will that no one perish and that all receive eternal life through you, Jesus. We pray for salvation for everyone who is in need of you. And Jesus, we pray that we will continue to have a burning desire to know you and to know that you will fill the hearts of those that we come in contact with. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's really speaking of our lost loved ones or anyone lost we may come in contact with. When we just have to remember and know that we're his witnesses. We're ambassadors of Jesus Christ. So it's important that we are conscious, hallelujah, about letting others know, praise God, about him, hallelujah, and helping them to get to know him. Amen. Now I'm going to start with the promises. Every lesson comes with promises following. And the promises here that I have for you, get back to my space here. I'm going to start with Philippians 4 and 19. We're talking about the promises, about practical and physical needs. Philippians 4:19 says, second here. We all know what it is. But I want to read it just like it is in the Bible. Okay. 4:19. Says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we can trust him. That's a promise that he made to us to meet every need, to supply all of our needs. Hallelujah. No matter what they might be. Now we're going to go to the next verse, and that's Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25 says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. The next one is Matthew 6, verse 26. It says, behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Amen. Well, the Lord said we were. Amen. Hallelujah. The next verse is Matthew 6:31, and it says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Praise God. So we don't have to worry about any of those things. If we're in Christ Jesus, if we're sold out to the Lord, if we're believing him, trusting him, living the life that he has told us to live through his word, then we can expect to not have any thought about any of these things that we need. We're going to have them. All right, the next scripture is Matthew 6. Let's see. 6:31. Oh, I read 6:31. It says, for all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Matthew 6:32. Now this one we all know. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. All right. Now we're going to go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and the first verse. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken, hallelujah, and we know hearken means to hear, to listen, praise God. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That's Deuteronomy 28 and 1. Okay, the next one, Deuteronomy 28 and 2, says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Praise God. And that just means that if we simply obey him, praise God, blessings come through obedience. The next scripture will be, I'll be reading Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 11th verse. And it says, the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Praise God. Just look at all that he's promised. The next verse is Deuteronomy 28 and 12. Says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. Hallelujah. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's a blessing, to be the lender and not the borrower. But that's what he's promised. All right, and the next verse will be Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 14th verse. And it says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, that was the 13th verse. All right, and now we're going to read the 14th verse. It says, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we've talked about that recently, idol gods, serving things that are not God. Praise God. Putting other things before him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're not to do that. All right, let's go to Luke, St. Luke, chapter 12, verse 31. Says, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. He knows what we need before we even ask him. And that's why sometimes he's answered us before we even ask. Okay, Luke 12:31 says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy 29th chapter and the 9th verse. Says, keep therefore the words of this covenant, and do them, that ye may prosper in all that you do. Not in some things, but you will prosper in all that you do. Deuteronomy 29:9. All right, let's go to Psalm 111, verse 5. And it says, he has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Praise God. The Lord doesn't forget. He will not forget that he's made a covenant with us. Praise God. All right, there's more. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Amen. If we're willing and obedient, we'll have the best. Okay, now let's go to Zechariah. Zechariah, the 10th chapter, and the first verse. And it reads, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. Praise God. We can trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know that when we have showers and we have the rain, it brings forth fruit. Hallelujah. So we're fruitful. Now let's go to Leviticus, the 26th chapter, and read a few verses in that passage. Okay. It says, that's 26, verse 3. Says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Next verse, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat of your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. So he's promised us an awful lot. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, that concludes. Amen. I have to share for this particular lesson, and we're going to go straight to the next one. Checking to see if we have time to do the next one. The next one, let's go to 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, starting with the 7th verse. That is 1 Chronicles. Praise God. 16th chapter. We'll start with the 7th verse, and it goes on to the 36th verse. Okay. This was one of David's psalms, and this was a psalm of gratitude. It says, then on that day, David delivered first his psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. I'm just going to read right on through. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done. his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, I will give thee the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When ye were but just a few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let man say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen. And praise the Lord. So
amen.
Before the Ark of the Covenant of all of the Lord Asaph and his brethren to minister before the Ark continually as every day's work required. Amen. So that was the whole reading of that part of this particular lesson, which is Thanksgiving. That's the lesson title, Thanksgiving, and I'm going to read the promises for it's promises for times of fear and doubt, and we know that we're in a time where people are having much doubt and fear, so I'm going to share with you these passages here. One second here. Okay. Okay, for this one, the promises for times of fear and doubt, we're going to start with Isaiah 41, verse 10. And it says, fear thou not, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, chapter 41, verse 13 says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Praise God. Now we're going to Isaiah 43, verse 1. It says, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." Praise God. And we know we belong to him. We belong to God. Hallelujah. He has redeemed us. Praise God. We've been bought. Hallelujah. By our Savior's blood. Okay, let's go to 2 Timothy 1:17, a very familiar scripture. "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." He's given that to us. So we have no reason to fear. Hallelujah. Just trust him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go to Luke chapter 12, verse 6 and 7. It says, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered." Praise God. That's how well he knows us. "Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Hallelujah. God values our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're valuable to him. So we should not allow anyone to put us down. Amen. Now let's see, there's let's go to 1 John 4, chapter 4 and verse 18.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm getting there. First John chapter 4, verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 19 says, "We love him because he first loved us." Amen. Now let's go to Romans chapter 4 and the 21st verse. Okay, chapter 4, verse 21. "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." Praise God. So we can trust him. Hallelujah. Because everything he promised, he is able to perform. Praise God. Okay, let's go to Psalms. We're almost done. Psalms 112. Verse 7. And it says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is a beautiful passage too. It talks about the prosperity of the righteous. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to go into all of that tonight. There's another scripture, and this is our last scripture for this passage, and it's Isaiah 58 and 9. And then there's a little bit more to share, and then I'll close out. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9. Okay. It says, then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as noonday. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, hallelujah, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Amen. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In our praise and thanking the Lord for this particular lesson, we should be thanking him for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. And in hearing and answering our prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And confessing our lack at any time that we didn't give the Lord thanks. Hallelujah. For all the provisions that he gave us. Praise God. And in our asking, we can ask the Lord to increase our faith if need be. Hallelujah. And he will increase our faith. And then the prayer to close out this particular lesson, it says, God, we remember with thanksgiving the way that you have provided for us all in keeping your promises, praise God, hallelujah, according to your word, and that you will continue to provide what's best for our lives, personally as well as for your church. We will tell others about your faithfulness in answering our prayers. And through this, you will receive glory. In thanksgiving, we offer ourselves and our time and our resources. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And that concludes what I have to share tonight. And I hope you got something out of it.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, our challenge for tonight on both fronts, whether we be building, keeping our spiritual walls strong, we know that when it comes to that, that God is already providing everything that we need to do.
Amen.
That. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we, as his soldier, he provides for us spiritually. He provides for us practically in the physical realm. And so
yeah.
We don't have to be caught up. We don't have to worry about whatever going along to get along. We don't have to worry about what people are saying. All we need to do is stand up and do what God has called us to do. Yes, the enemy will come against us. Yes, the enemy will try to tell us it's hopeless. But we know that God is able. And if we just trust and believe in him and pray according to his holy word and live according to his word for all
Man.
The world to see, serve our brothers, think of them higher than we do ourselves, and just do it for the glory of God, not so we can not walk around with a camera following you and taking pictures to put it on Facebook on how you helping the poor or how you helping the poor heathens or the poor hungry. No, you do it for the glory of God. You get in the trenches and you just do it because it needs to be done, and it's the right thing to do because that's what God has told you to do.
Yeah.
And I just want to let all of you know that when God gives us something to do, if we wait too long, sometimes
mm-hmm.
that season passes. Yes. And so we do have to really go back to God. And we have to ask God to forgive us for procrastinating. And we have
right.
to ask God to give us a new vision or a revised vision. We have to
yes.
ask God. We cannot be ashamed to do that because we cannot be stuck in limbo.
Amen.
There's too much work to be done. And God has something for you to do. So you just can't sit and wait for somebody to recognize who you're supposed to be in the Lord. Let
Amen.
The Lord tell you. And
Amen.
Yes, some people may say, well, who are you? Or what do you think you're doing? And you just look at them and say exactly what God told me to.
Yes.
Well, you
Amen.
Don't have the money for this. You can't. You know what? I'm just going to trust and believe God.
Amen. Yeah.
Just like he did, because if he did it for Nehemiah, he'll do it for me.
Amen.
Nehemiah went to the king and told the king, look, I'm going to need you to fund this project. Oh, and I'm going to need some letters so I can get some other stuff too. Okay. Now, it was bad enough he was showing grief around the king. Because, see, that could have meant your death.
Amen.
But the man was grieving so hard for Jerusalem. The king had to ask, why are you grieving? And he told him. And that's what we have to do. The world is grieving. And we need to step up to the plate and do what God has told us to do, regardless of what anybody thinks or says. We have to do that. We have to be strong in our spirit through faith. If God told us to do it, he's going to help us to do it, and in the pieces of the puzzle is going to fall into place because he will strengthen us.
Amen.
He will sustain us. He promised us. He already told us. He literally told us, Apostle Zeta just read, he already done told us we get territory. We just got to walk in and take it.
Yes.
We can't
Amen.
Just like, you know, oh, I'm a, you know, well, maybe he meant it for me. Well, maybe, sort of, kind of. No, we have to know that we know.
Amen.
So, and we keep our spiritual armor polished up. We keep those walls polished up, you know. We walk in righteousness. We don't have anything to worry about.
Right.
So I praise God for the challenge. The challenge today is trust God. Trust God with your spiritual walls. Trust God to do what he says, because he's faithful even when we're not. Okay?
Amen.
But
Amen.
He's also willing to do a work in us if we would just need to go ask. So all we need to do is ask. So I want to thank you, Apostle Zeta, for reminding us of the promises, what we need to be praying if we have a lack. That is a challenge for a lot of people because they may not know what to pray in certain situations.
Amen.
So it's good that, you know, you give them a little prayer that they can pray or get, you know, start them out on get them on track on
Amen.
What they need to be praying.
Yeah.
So I praise God for you. Now, if you're sitting in the studio and you would like to put your praise on it or put your amen on it or whatever you'd like to do, just praise God for being here. If you would press your one, we would like for you to have your opportunity to have a word. So because, you know, the more we touch and agree, you know, that even lets the world, our unity shows the world that we believe
amen.
In this God that we serve. We're a family. We're one body in Christ, and we believe. We're touching and agreeing
yeah.
as one body. So if you're in the studio and you would like to have a word, please press your one, because I never just automatically assume. I see some familiar numbers, but I don't automatically assume that you would like to have a word. So if you would like to have a word, please press your one. And we will kindly let you have a word. Hallelujah. Just praises unto God. Because that's what we're here for, to point people to the Lord. And
Amen.
If somebody doesn't know the Lord and the pardon of their sin, they don't know. They don't have the strength of the Lord. They don't know. You don't know the promises of God. Let me introduce you to the Jesus, the Logos, the living word of God, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Restorer of our soul, the living water, our daily bread. Jesus,
Amen.
He came and he died for your sin and mine so that we might have a right to eternal life. And all you have to do is receive it. All you have to do is bow down to the Lord, humble yourself, and just
yes.
say, and repent of your sin and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Confess those sins.
Amen.
And ask him to forgive you and to come into your life and save you and then use you for his kingdom, for his purpose and glory. And he
yes.
will. He will, because that's our purpose. And then you will go out and you will tell somebody what the Lord did for you and how he brought you out. So I just thank God for this lesson, especially you, Apostle Zeta. And I see that Apostle Holloway would like to have a word. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Praise God.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening, y'all. Good evening, Apostle.
Yeah,
good evening, Prophetess.
Amen.
You want to go? Oh, he wants me to go first. Praise the Lord.
Oh, okay.
We're just so glad to be here tonight. This is a wonderful message. And what I hear is that God has everything for us.
Yes.
But we got to be obedient and do it God's
yes.
way. I've been saying
yes.
this for 2 days. We got to do things God's way in order
yeah.
to get
yeah.
what God has for us, because we always want God to do something for us. We're like, come on down, Lord. Come on down, Lord. And he's saying, no,
right.
I want you to come
up.
I want you to
come
see
on
my
up.
Face. And,
yeah.
Yes, and get what I have for you. He wants us to enter in and
yes,
amen. Through the prayer that if my people, all of
yes.
this tonight is about if my people, and
yes,
if the says if we obey and serve God,
yes.
we'll spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. This is a promise from God. He said, "If
yes,
if
amen,
we
think
we're
hallelujah."
Find him. He'll give us the desires of our heart.
That's
but
good.
He wants
That's
us
good.
To love him with all of our heart.
All
and
of
as this book says, that if we just go on and obey God, regardless of what
yes.
people say
Whatever he
and
says.
Think about
yes.
us, because he said we're going to have persecution. That's a promise just like all the other promises.
Yes,
but
yes,
God,
yes.
gets us through it over with joy in our heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So,
amen.
I'm just
That's
thankful
good.
For the word going forth tonight, and it's wonderful, and we can just grab hold to it. I'm grabbing hold to it. I'm listening.
Amen.
I'm like,
That's what you got
to
do.
Ear
amen.
To ear, which your spirit
yes.
is saying to us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God
that was beautiful.
Beautiful.
God bless you, Prophetess. We love you. Amen. That was well said.
Yes.
Very well said. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We just have to be obedient. Thank you, Jesus, because
yes.
ooh, he will take care of us.
Yes.
If we just walk the walk he wants us to walk, the way he wants us to walk it, where he wants us to walk it, how he wants us to walk it, and we know that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper, so we can just keep on walking it out. We can be like Nehemiah. I don't care what you're talking about. I'm building a wall right now, thank you, and keep right on stepping in the name of Jesus. You know, we're going to step in the name of Jesus. We're going to love some people, feed some people, bless some people, share the word. We're going to demonstrate the love of God. We're going to speak the love of God. We're going to do what we're supposed to be doing. And hey, somebody going to be saved. That's all I know. Somebody getting saved. That's all I know. Excuse me. Go ahead on, Apostle. I'm so sorry. I got excited there. Excuse me. Go ahead, Apostle
no,
Holloway.
No. We've been blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I praise God for tonight. The teaching was great. And standing on the wall, we've got to be on the wall. Nehemiah stood on the wall no matter what happened.
Man.
And we can't get off the wall. We are the watchmen on the wall. We gotta see the enemy coming. We gotta see the enemy coming. If we're not watching on the wall watching, the enemy's gonna come in and tear everything down. But if we're standing and watching, we can blow the trumpet. We can blow the trumpet and warn the people. Here comes the enemy. That's what we
get. Let's go. Let's get out
together.
Yes. Hallelujah. Say that.
Amen.
Say that. That's good.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God has given us tonight. God has given us not only to watch, stand on the wall, but he's saying, just like Nehemiah. Nehemiah had a desire to go back to Jerusalem, and he didn't have the finances. He didn't have nothing.
No,
that's right.
He didn't have nothing. He told the king, "Give me here."
Amen.
So the king. He talked to the king. And we know we can talk to the king of kings.
Yes, yes.
And he's giving you something, and he's giving you a ministry. He's giving you a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Just step out by faith and do it, because he's promised. The promises of God are yea and amen. So therefore, if God's giving you something to do, he is going to bankroll it.
Yes,
he's got
yes.
to bankroll it. It's
Amen.
Not about what you're looking at. It's not about your pocket. And,
right.
and I'm preaching
That's
to
good.
Myself.
That's good.
That's right.
Amen.
It's not
All
about
right,
what
say
you
that.
Mean.
That's good.
It's not
That's
what
good.
You see.
Amen.
It's not what's going on, but it's what God said.
Amen.
I always tell folks, they come to me and they saying all this, and I turn around and I say, well, what did God say?
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Amen.
As Apostle Zeta said, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And his
righteousness.
And all these
yes.
things shall be added unto you.
That's
you
got
yes.
to
Yes, amen.
Plan. Yes.
Amen.
You gotta
amen.
Get the plan
Hallelujah.
From God.
That's
Not
good.
Your plan, but God's plan.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's
our
right.
Our
Amen.
Plan,
Glory.
Our plan has holes in it.
Yep.
But God's plan,
stuff can
God's
fall
plan
through.
Is
stuff can fall through.
Right.
Huh. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Glory to God.
It's
Hallelujah. You've heard some good word tonight. We've heard some really good word tonight. Hallelujah. We've been praising God tonight, and see all of us that have spoken tonight are watchmen on the wall. All of us are looking out for not only our souls, but for your souls.
Jesus.
All we are concerned about is that you get the word of God down in you in a way that you can live the victory. Not when you get to heaven, but right now, you will understand that you are more than a conqueror. You will understand that you're already fighting from a place of victory. You will understand that God is on your side. And when God is on your side, no man can be against you. Nothing can come against you. All you have to do is walk by faith and not by sight. All you have to do is trust and believe in the God Almighty, who does see all things, who does know all things, who is all powerful.
Jesus.
And when you do things his way, in his timing, hallelujah, you cannot fail.
That's
you
it.
Have the victory.
Yes. Yes.
And then you've got to keep watch over that thing. Nehemiah didn't just said we're going to rebuild the wall, and then he went off somewhere. No, Nehemiah prayed. Nehemiah stayed prayed up. Nehemiah watched. He listened to the complaints. He took note of everything. But in spite of it all, he kept right on working. He had to encourage some people. We have to encourage people sometimes.
Yes, that
might be our ministry. All we do is encourage people.
Glory.
Some of us, all we're going to do is edify people. We're going to speak life into them. We're going to speak the word of God. That's all we coming with all day, every day, the word of God. Not our opinions, not our politics, not our agendas, but the word of God. That's it.
Yes, because
that's what God has told us to do. There are certain things that we shouldn't have to ask God what we should do. He's already told us, go ye therefore, making disciples of men, teaching them all that I have taught you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And lo, I will be with you always. That's his promise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through the good, the bad, and the ugly, he's going to be with us.
Yes.
Walking with us.
Amen.
He's our commander in chief. We get our marching papers from him. He calls all the shots. He's the big kahuna.
Yes, Lord.
And we're mere vessels.
Jesus.
We're mere instruments of hope for his glory.
Mm,
we're
amen.
Kingdom builders.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes.
We're kingdom builders.
Yes.
And we're on the wall. We're watching out for anyone that's lost.
Mm.
So we can tell them about Jesus,
yes.
the Savior.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
So we can tell them about
right.
the goodness of the Lord. If you, this Sunday, in the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, we are going to have a good old testimony service. Because right now, the world, what they really need is a whole lot of love and a whole lot of hope.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is we're going to combine those two together. And we're going to show up and show out and show our love for God and
yes.
what he is doing in our lives right now.
Yes. Yes.
In the midst of it all.
Oh, yes.
Right now. Not
right
yesteryear,
now.
Not yestermonth, not yesterdecade, not waiting on tomorrow, but what he is doing right now.
Right.
In
yes.
the midst.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because people need to know that God is still working. God is still moving. God is still high and lifted up on his throne. God is still, hallelujah, in the miracle working business. If we would
yes.
only take the scales off our eyes and have eyes to see and ears to hear, he's still moving on
yes.
his people. His
yes.
spirit is moving from heart to heart and breast to breast. It's time for revival. It's time for us
Man.
To stand up and be who God called us to be in him. It's
Jesus.
Time for us to shake off that spirit of complacency and get
Man.
Up and stand up and be what God called us to be. It's time for
Man.
Us to stop pointing the fingers at other people and look at them three pointing back at ourselves and get
Lord.
Busy for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord.
It is time. It is overdue. Souls
Man.
Are dying without knowing him.
Oh, God.
So that means some of us are falling down on our job.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Don't let fear stop you. Don't let what people say stop you.
Amen.
Don't let your finances stop you. Don't let anything stop you.
Faith.
Just keep on walking by faith.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And keep watch by praying every step of the way. Seeking
Lord.
First God.
Yes.
And making sure that you're still walking in righteousness. Because, see, people like to overlook that word righteousness.
Amen.
You know, but you have to be walking in righteousness.
Yes.
You
yes.
never seen the righteous forsaken. There's a, that's a condition.
Yes.
And we
yes.
need to be walking in that.
Amen.
With humility. We
Amen.
Need to be prayed up and constantly examining ourselves.
Jesus.
We need to be praying for ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
So right now, I just feel like we need to pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, here we are, your people, with
yes.
bowed hearts before your throne of grace,
yes.
asking you to search us, Lord. And if there's anything in us, Lord, that is not like you,
Lord
Father
Jesus.
God, you have more than our permission.
Yes, Lord.
To cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Yes.
Forgive us of our sin, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Because we don't want anything to separate us from you.
Okay.
Now, Father, I come in the name of Jesus, praying for every called out believer. Praying that right now, Father God, that revelation would fall fresh upon them. And they
yes.
would begin, Lord God, to walk in everything
Lord,
that you called them to be. That they
yes.
would rise up, Father God, and begin to rebuild their walls of faith. That they
Lord,
would rise up, Father God, and rebuild their wall of trust.
Yes.
That they would rise up, Father God, and rebuild their wall with strength and power.
Lord,
not by their power, Father God, but by your power. Because you said, not by might, not by my power, but by my spirit. So by the power of your Holy Spirit, Father
Lord,
God, I pray that it would move upon your people so that they would stand up, oh God, and cry
right
out,
now.
Oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, and not just cry out for themselves, oh God, but cry out for all of your people. We're crying out, Father God, for the children who are being abused. We're crying out for those children who are in those sex trafficking situations. We're crying out for those women that are being battered, oh God. We're crying out, oh God, for all of those who are being oppressed, oh God. We're crying out, oh God, for all of those who are discouraged, oh God, and despondent and suicidal, oh God. We're crying out for them, God, because sometimes they don't know that they need to pray. They don't know how to pray, Lord God. So here we are, your people. We're standing in the gap, crying out for them, Lord. We're crying out for the family unit, Father God. Hallelujah. The devil is trying to tear it asunder, Lord God. We just pray against that spirit, oh God, of rebellion. We pray against that spirit of disunity, Father God. We pray that your love would come in and rest, rule, reign, and abide, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come crying out for all those who are homeless and those who are in prison right now, Father. We pray that you would put your hedge of protection around them, because even in those places, Lord, people can come to know you truly in the pardon of their sin. Because, Lord, it is not, you said, it is not where we start, but where we allow you to take us. So, Lord, we're praying for them. We're crying out for them, Lord. We want you to have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the servant leaders that are present. I pray for the Holloway. We lift up Prophetess Kathleen. Lord God, we pray that you would just soothe her, Lord God, with your balm of Gilead, Lord God. We ask that you strengthen her, oh God, in mind and in body and in spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, because sometimes, God, when you've been running the race for a while, it can get tiring, Lord God, but we and your body gets tired, Lord. But I ask that you strengthen the woman of God, Lord.
Right now, God.
Continue to use her in the name of Jesus mightily for your purpose and your glory, oh God. And bless her covering, Lord. Bless Apostle, Lord God. We just pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to send him forth, God. That you will continue to use him, Lord. Use his leadership, Lord, to show people the way and how true servant leaders bow down to you, Lord, and allow themselves to be poured into, Lord. We thank you
God.
For it. Example right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this man of God. We thank you, Lord God, that he is not ashamed of the gospel. We thank you, Lord God, for the couple that they make together, Lord. We praise you, Lord God, for the example of unity and love in the institution of marriage, oh God. And we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to use their light, Lord, to shine brightly on what you have declared and decreed, Lord, because they are a living testament to your word. And Lord, continue to bless Apostle Veda, Lord. Just replenish her, Lord God, as she poured out tonight. Continue to pour back in. And Lord, we just pray that you just continue to send her forth in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to strengthen her, oh God. Continue, Lord God, to use her mightily. Lord, send workers and help her, Lord God, to come around her and catch her vision, oh God. I pray that you would send helpers to all these ministries, God. Just lift them up, oh God, because they want to glorify and serve you. I pray it all in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And for every called out believer, let them stand, oh God. Let them rise, Father God. Let them be your servants, Father God, in a way that all the world would know that we are your disciples. Let us do it in love, for love's sake. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just praise God for the beautiful comments on tonight. You still have a few moments if you would like to make a comment. Hallelujah. Just press your one, and we will let you come on in. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't stop praising him right now because it is so, it is such a blessing to be in the presence of the saints, you know, and just praise him. You know, now this is not a performance. We love the Lord. We love him and we serve him, and we're not ashamed to praise him because praise is what I do. I do. I love teaching and praising. That's what I do. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Love it. And I really would be talking about woe is unto me if I could not preach the gospel. That was my calling scripture, and I know why. Because I love it.
Thank you, Lord.
I love it.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God's word is just good. It's just good. It's just real good to me. And it just blesses me when you can tell, you know, tell your brothers and sisters how to get up on the enemy.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm like, hey, if we can be of service, we want to be of service. So I just want to say we love you. We want to thank you. I want to thank Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. And I want to just thank Apostle Holloway for those wonderful words. And, you know, they were true. You know, they're always on point. And Apostle Veda, of course, I want to thank you for that wonderful challenge. It really blessed me. And we just, we can just stand on the promises of God and know we've got this. In him we lack nothing. In him we have the victory. In him we can walk unafraid because he's with us and he's providing for us our every need. And when we praise him, he even gives us the desires of our heart. But we got to trust him and we got to be committed to believing that he will do what he says he'll do. I know I do. What about you?
Amen.
This has been Bishop Shalane Cook. This has been Apostle Zeta Flowers, Apostle Edwin Holloway, and, of course, the lovely Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. We just want to pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from my household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everybody. And God bless you.
Night.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good night.
And we love you. Mm-hmm.